Podcast coming at you bright and early in the morning after my workout. So I'm all nice and pumped up to talk to you about unlocking your full potential. I need to say that one more time because to me, if you can find the key to this lock, it's on. I'm going to say it one more time. Today, we're going to be talking about unlocking your full potential. For me to do that, though, I need to ask you five questions. So I want you to write these down. Do yourself a favor, write these down or take mental note and answer these questions as I go along, because this is really important. This is the start of unlocking your full potential. Number one, and be honest, right? There's no point in, you know, trying to say like, oh, that's not really my thing or da 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 da, or, you know, just trying to convince yourself it's not that bad. Yeah, I want you to be fully raw, fully get real right now. Stop the bullshit, put everything aside and get down to it. What's up? Here we go. Number one, are you playing at your best? Tell me the truth. Write it down. If it's a no, put no. Put a freaking smiley face in the O because it's on. Because if you can, the first step in saying, I'm not playing at my best, and recognizing that to me is a win. If you think you are playing at your best, write yourself a yes, put exclamations, high five to you. You deserve a hell yeah, right? Number two, are you accepting your excuses and believing them? Are you making tons and tons of excuses? Why not to do something? Why not to go somewhere? Why not to talk to someone? And you just believe your excuses? Write that down. Is it a yes? Well, then high five, right? You're one step closer to unlocking your full potential if you can recognize that you keep feeding your brain bullshit. Excuses are bullshit. They are. It's so funny. In my coaching world, my clients will say to me, Coach, I have like three excuses. You're not going to buy either any of them. So I'm just not going to say them. And I'm sorry. And I totally dropped the ball and screwed up. And it's funny because they get it. Excuses, seriously, they do nothing for you. You might as well throw them in an excuse bag and shred them. It's just not going to do any. It doesn't do anything. It's not unlocking your full potential. So quit with the excuses, right? Number three, are you spending time doing things out of comfort? Are you finding that in your day, you're not actually doing revenue generating activities? That's where I want you to recognize. Are you doing things that are just comfortable, or doing things that either A, are not your job, or B, you're pushing papers, or C, you know, you walked around an office, or D, you went door knocking, or whatever job you're in, you're just doing things, but you're not in a state of awareness that they're not revenue generating activities? Write that down, yes or no? You know, if you said, yes, I do a lot of comfort zone things, then this is what I've got for you. Make a master list of every single thing you're doing in your business world. Write it down. And I want you to highlight what's revenue generating. Go on, highlight what's revenue generating in there. And you are going to see that you are wasting so much time on stuff that doesn't matter. Number four, are you believing the negative self-talk your brain is feeding you? Are you believing it? Write down yes or no. Tell the truth. If it's yes, if you have to come to terms right now with the truth and it's a yes, then you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself, because the bottom line is that messaging that you keep feeding your brain is spitting out your action. Okay? So if your results are not where you want them to be, it's on you. It's on you, right? Are you making up things in your head that talk you out of taking action? That's the piece we got to break down. People are making up so many things. I can't believe it. He'll never work with me. He's so loyal to his title person. That person will never list their house. They've lived there for 30 years. This person, you know, will never call me back as long as I live. You know, everything. It could be even about dating. She'll never go out with me. Like, whatever. Whatever it is, what you're feeding your brain, if it is not 100% factual, like if I said to you right now, what color is the sky? You know, look up, it's blue. Really? Are you sure? How do you know? Look up. You know, if you do not have the facts, if it's not factual, then it's being made up by you in your head. Number five. This one, I want you to kind of go deep right now for a second. Because if you listen to it on the surface, just me asking you, you're going to be like, no. But I want you to really listen to me on this one. Number five, are you scared to really find out what you're made of? Are you afraid to unlock your full potential? What is that about? What are you afraid of? You know, and sometimes it is like, I know if I call these top mega producers, I know if I went to that broker owner, I know if I did this full branding campaign, I know if I did all this kind of stuff, I would be something big. I'm just scared of rejection. I'm scared of taking a risk. I'm scared of letting someone down. I'm scared of the judgment. I'm scared of failing. So what I want you to do is rewind me if you need to, write down all those questions and write your answers next to it. Three tactical tips I'm going to give you. Number one, you need to, out of all those questions that you just answered, you need to highlight the ones that we have an issue with, where you go, wow, I can't believe I just said that. Oh my God, that is stopping me from unlocking my full potential. So you need to highlight what we need to be working on. Number two, I highly recommend you hire a coach. I highly recommend it. Obviously, I'm a coach and I'd love to, you know, promote that, of course, but you need to hire someone that can push you and challenge you. If you can't afford a coach, then maybe it's that you get an accountability partner and that you have an accountability check-in on a weekly or bi-weekly basis. Number three, I want you to get your messaging and your mindset right, and they need to align. So what goes into your brain feeds out in your action. One of the biggest things to do in this, either A, put something on your body, like a bracelet, like I have bracelets that remind me of my messaging, or something on your computer or on your phone or in your car, or on your mirror, in your closet or on your doorknob, you know, at the toilet, whatever. I want you to see the messaging, and it could be something like the amount of open orders you want to have in a month or how many transactions or whatever there. It could be a word, just do it. It could be the Nike swoosh. It could be you're a badass. It could be I effing got this. It could be, it could be I fucking got this. It could be, you know what? Bring it on. Like I'm strong like bull. It could be anything. I'm a warrior. I'm a sales warrior. For God's sakes, go out there and make some money. All right. That's it for me today. Thank you so much for chiming in. If you want to connect, lisacrown.com or check me out on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. I'd love to connect with you there. Thank you for all your referrals. And if whatever you do, please click subscribe. I really do appreciate that. And refer a friend to my podcast. Even better. Thank you. Have a great day. DJ, kick us off something to unlock our full potential.